And at this time on our fall sports preview, visiting with Ansley Litchfield head football coach Matt Drew, who joins us. Well, Coach, you step into the role of head football coach this year, and I'm sure that you're excited for the opportunity to work with the kids.
Oh, yeah, you know, was an assistant football coach back when I was a Giltner, and it was probably my better sport in high school. If you ever saw my build, I was more of a football player than a basketball player, so always had a love of the game. And when we had Jeff Cunningham take over as the head boys coach, is an opportunity, and I still enjoy coaching and, like you said, being with the kids and the team atmosphere. So,
Coach, talk a little bit about some things that were done through the summer. I know that that is always very important, especially what was done in the weight room and such. Talk a little bit about your team coming out of the summer. Were you pleased with some of the work you saw the kids put in?
Yeah, you know, Coach Cunningham has really got our kids excited about the weight room again. Just trying to rebuild that culture of the weight room being important. We didn't have great attendance, but we had improved attendance. We did do a lot more summer things. My offense is more of a pass offense, so we did a lot of passing and catching and trying to install as much stuff as possible in the summer, just because there's a lot of different language I use compared to the past.
Coach, as far as numbers are concerned, how many are out for the team this year?
Oh, we're about that 17, 18 number, so that's a big improvement. We're still trying to get, you know, with the first day of school over in Ansley, we're still trying to push guys to go out. The more numbers you have, the more fun it can be, the more of a team atmosphere, the better the practices can be. So, you know, we're going to be forgiving if you weren't here the first day. If you want to participate, we're going to get you on the field and try to make you better. So we're encouraged with our numbers. They're definitely improved, and that's partially because we have good freshman numbers. We still, right now, just have a couple seniors, but our younger numbers are growing.
Coach, I know it's early, but what are some things that you maybe have seen in the early part of practice that have you, or that you've been most pleased with so far in the early going?
You know, we've had some long practices and some a lot of physicality, trying to toughen us up and better conditioning, and I've seen a lot of encouraging from player to player. It's not just the coaches being leaders. We've had good junior and senior leadership, and that's been encouraging. They've been very coachable. You know, you teach them something, that even if they screw up, they will ask questions, or so they want to be coached, and you know, they're a good group and they encourage each other, and so that's been very fun to be a part of.
Coach, you kind of lead me right into my next question. I was going to ask you about the leadership within the team. It sounds like you've seen some players step up into that role, and I'm sure you've been happy about that.
Yeah, you know, we have David Magner's our one senior that's been consistently showing up. He's done some motivating, but we've had some juniors with Cooper Fletcher and Owen Hawkins that were really good in the summer of pressuring people to come show up and things like that. And then Owen Broad, now that we've got to fall camp, you know, just is such a hard worker, and that's infectious. He had a bad blister yesterday, so he had to sit some stuff out, but he had some new fancy shoes on, so he'll be back today.
Oh, that's great. Just talk about the six-man game a little bit. I mean, it's wide open, and I know that fundamentals can be really important. You know, you still got to block, you still got to tackle, you still have to execute, all part of the six-man game. And I'm sure those are things that you've been working with the team on.
Yeah, good or bad, we're trying to make the eight-man system that we had a lot of success with Giltner into a six-man system. It's definitely, you know, eight-man still has space and one tackle can cause trouble, but you know, I think the offense, I'm more confident in the offense than defense. We're trying to do some different things and teaching the kids the technique. And just, like you said, it is kind of wide open, but how do you still teach them keeping shoulders square and little things like that? And make, you know, the biggest thing, I think, in six-man basketball, any team sport, is trusting the other guy to do his job. So don't try to be a hero and run wide when you're in charge of inside. So just teaching that and repping that, and it's been fun, and they've been very coachable on that.
Coach, one final question for you. Ansley Litchfield football will be able to reach its full potential if what?
Well, right now it's if the center can snap to the quarterback. If we don't turn the ball over and just, you know, have positive plays, I think we'll have a lot of success. We got to do the simple things like that, the snapping to the quarterback, the handoffs that don't fumble, the, you know, being where you need to be on defense and make the tackle. So all the little things will add up to big things. I sometimes with my play calls and that, I get too big focused, but we need to do the small things like snapping and tackling is kind of a bigger thing than even snapping, but snapping and all that stuff. So just little things, and those guys committing to that and knowing that we got to make sure the ball never hits the ground.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking some time to visit with us as we preview the season, and we wish you and the team the best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Brent. Thanks for your coverage.